is when we talk about biblically, is used more in figurative ways, like nations were called mothers, cities were called mothers, and it was because of the influence that it had on people. Nations have influence on people. Cities have influence on people. And when we talk about moms, moms most for surely have influence on their children. Matter of fact, I don't know what it is about moms, but they have so much of an influence on their children that when it comes to television appearances for sports fanatics and whoever, the first thing they do is say what? Hi, Mom. I don't think I've ever heard anybody say hi, Dad. Where's the dads in all this? But moms have such an influence on their children, and so we're so thankful. Mothers hold special roles in the Bible. Matter of fact, in Genesis chapter 3, verse 20, it says that Eve was called the mother of all living. Matter of fact, that's actually what her name means, is the mother of all living. In Genesis 17, 16, God blessed Sarah and declared that she would be the mother of all nations. In Genesis 24, 60, Rebecca was blessed to be the mother of thousands and ten thousands. And we see mothers are so, they're influenced so many people in this world, and I don't think folks really understand why. And so if you're here today, and I don't know the season of your life, but we want to honor moms. Even if your mother is no longer with us, even if you are a single mother, even if you have never had a child, do you know the Bible says how important it is to honor people who are good, godly mother figures? And so there are so many types of mothers that we have, and we're so thankful for all of them. But I don't think we understand why we do this. Why do we honor moms when we're here to honor the Lord Jesus Christ? Amen? It's because mothers are a reflection of God. I don't know if you understand that in Genesis 1, verse 26 and 27, the Bible says that God made man and woman in his image. In the image of God, he made them, male and female. We are created in the image and the likeness of Almighty God. And you know what? Mothers today, they still reflect God's image. And that's what I want to highlight today. I don't know if you know it, but as the Bible talks about the character of God and the nature of God all throughout Scripture, in a lot of those passages, they describe mothers. And so the Jews had a saying back in the day. They said, God could not be everywhere, and so therefore he created mothers. William Thackeray wrote this, "Mother is the name of God on the lips and the hearts of little children." The love and nurturing of God is sometimes compared to the love and caring of a mother as a newborn. Matter of fact, the Apostle Paul said that new Christians, new believers are babes in Christ, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 1. And the Apostle Peter says something similar to that in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2, where he says, "As newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word." And we see that moms help children grow, and God's word helps God's children grow. And in the Song of Solomon, chapter 5, verse 16, the bride says to Solomon in the King James Version, it says that his mouth is sweet and he is altogether lovely. This is my beloved, this is my friend, O daughters of Jerusalem. Mothers are, they're just altogether lovely. Amen?
Amen.
They are wonderful. Jesus in the New Testament is depicted as a lovely bridegroom, and he died for his wife to make her a pure, beautiful bride. And it speaks of God's character and who he is, but also reflects moms. In Psalm chapter 40, verse 5, it says, "You have multiplied, O Lord, my God, your wondrous deeds and your thoughts toward us. None can compare with you. I will proclaim and tell of them. Yet there are more than can be told." God is wonderful, is he not?
Amen.
And so are our moms.
Amen.
And moms do so much for us that we can't even remember all of the things that mothers do. They are so, so many. And so the deeds that moms do for their children, sometimes they don't even go remembered. They're not honored or even thought of. And so, but God knows. God knows. In Psalm 107, verse 31, the psalmist writes, "Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wondrous works to the children of men." Let us thank our mothers for their wondrous works to their children as well. They do so much for their kids, and they're not honored enough as they should be in their family. Psalm 111, verse 4 says, "He has made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion." You know, it doesn't matter if your mother is here or not, the influence that she's had in this world still influences people today. Many matriarchs, their influence is so wonderful that it continues to be a blessing to the family for generations to come. When you teach your children good, godly principles, that influence passes down. You leave a legacy, and that legacy is passed on through your children. Jesus is lovely. He's, matter of fact, in the Christmas story, Isaiah 9:6, he is called wonderful. He is beautiful. And he does for us so much that we can't remember. Kind of like moms. And in the same breath, our moms are lovely and wonderful. And they're so compassionate. They do so much for their family. And they are such a beautiful soul that they need honored.
Isn't she lovely?
Thank you, Daddy. What a way to honor the Lord by honoring moms. After a forest fire, rangers began the trek up the mountain to assess all of the fire damage. And one ranger found a bird literally petrified in ashes on the ground at the base of a tree. And he knocked the bird over with a stick. And as soon as he had done it, he was awestruck by these four tiny little chicks that had come out from under the wings of the mother. The loving mother was aware of all the danger from the fire, the disaster that had carried her offspring to the base of the tree and had gathered them under her wing, knowing that the toxic smoke was going to rise, and she had covered them up. She could have flown to safety, but she had refused to abandon her children. And when the blaze came to attack her and it began to singe and to burn her small body, the mother remained steadfast. She had been willing to die under those circumstances to protect her. The devil's in the system. That's right. He don't want mom's honor today. Because she had been willing to give her life to protect her young. And that's the story of a reflection of God. God gave his life for his children so that he could have children adopted into his family. And mothers would give their life for their children as well. Amen? In Psalm 91, verse 1 through 5, really, but 1 and 2, he says, "He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge, my fortress, my God, in whom I trust." Verse 3 and 4. "For he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and a buckler." Verse 5. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrows that fly by day. God helps us in all of life's storms. Amen?
Amen.
And you know who else does that? Our moms. Our moms are there in every season of life. In Psalm 46, verse 1, it says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in times of trouble. Proverbs 18:10 says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous man runs into it and is safe. Isaiah 41, verse 13 says, for I, the Lord your God, hold your right hand, and it is I who say to you, fear not, I am the one who helps you. Jesus was like the mother bird in the story that I just gave. He helps his children. Matter of fact, in Matthew 23:37, it says, how often, Jesus said, how often I would gather you as a children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings. And so mothers are always there with open arms for their children to come running to, reaching out to comfort them. In the middle of the night when they're afraid, they're always there. She is the shelter, the refuge. She is an ever-present help in times of trouble. And when children run to mom's arms, they are safe. Amen?
Amen.
Just like our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Mom, for being someone that we can lean on. Mothers out there that all the neighborhood kids would come to your house because mom would take care of all of them. Amen? Amen. Moms are awesome, are they not? And above just being a mom, mom are friends. I mean, mom has a big job. She wears a lot of hats. She does a lot of things for the family. And we appreciate that so much. And above that, mom are also friends. And we could define what a friend is, but someone said a friend is someone who is always happy to help when you run into trouble. A friend is somebody who brings the best out in you. A friend is someone who cheers you up when you're feeling bad. A friend is somebody who gives you advice. And they'll never turn you down. Good friends are hard to come by, harder to leave, and impossible to do without. It's amazing that Jesus calls us friends. This is Almighty God. In John chapter 15, verse 15, he says, "No longer do I call you servants, but I call you friends." Jesus is our best friend. He is God, but he's also our friend. He's the best one you could ever have. And I'm so thankful that I have his friendship, but also I'm thankful for moms. You know, there's so many people that you grow up in your life and you have friends and their moms and dads. And as you live life together, sometimes your friends' moms become a friend to you as well. People have friends all day long, but there's one that is just so special. And that's the friendship that mom has. A friendship of a mom. In Proverbs 18:24, it says, "There is a friend who sticks closer than a brother." When you have the friendship of a mom, it's always there forever. You'll never lose that friendship. Just like Christ, moms, according to Proverbs 17:17, a friend loves at all times. Mom's love is always there. Never leave us nor forsake us. Just like Jesus. And just like Jesus, mothers would lay down their lives for their children as well. John 15:13, Jesus said, "Greater love has no one than this, than a friend lay down his life for his friends." Mothers help us when we run into trouble. They bring out the best in us. They cheer us up when we're sad. They give us advice, even when we don't want it. Amen? The only thing I can say is, moms are lovely and awesome and somebody we can lean on. But also, thank you for being a friend.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down the road and back again. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant. I'm not ashamed to say. I hope it always will stay this way. Hat is off. Won't you stand up and take
mother here this morning, or you have your mother here, or all the mothers, would you stand up, please? Thank you for being a mom. You may be seated. Motherhood is not always easy. Motherhood is not always easy. Especially when you have to live with boys and men and fathers. But it's a mother's love that does something special for the family. And that reminds me of God's love. Agape love is that love that's self-sacrificing. It is a divine type of love. And we see this in the expression of God's goodness and his kindness. And this comes out through moms as well. And a love that pursues us even when we were enemies. Matter of fact, in Romans 5, verse 7 and 8, Paul says, "For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, and though perhaps for a good person one would dare even to die. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." You know, Romans 5, 10 says that we were enemies of God. Would you go and die for your enemy? I don't know that I would, right? That's kind of a, I don't know that that would be love. You would have to, that's some kind of crazy love, right? His goodness is part of the essence of who God is, and how he interacts with his children. God is so good.
Amen.
And we see that in his love for enemies. He gave his son, and Isaiah tells us it took pleasure. He took pleasure in putting his son to death for his enemies, because that's how we get reconciled back to God. And his goodness is shown in everything that basically happens to us. It's kind of weird. In Romans 8:28, it says, "We know that for those that love God, all things work together for good to those that are called according to his purpose." God is the source of all goodness and wonderful that is in this world. Matter of fact, James says in chapter 1, verse 17, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. It comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change." And yet God's love is something that we can never fully understand. In Ephesians chapter 3, verse 17 through 19, it says, "So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and the width and the height and the depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge." I don't think we truly know God's love. His love is, I think one songwriter said, his love is reckless. And I know, I don't know that we understand how awesome God truly is. That he would seek out enemies to die for them, to reconcile them. We're talking about this morning, the Psalms tells us that God owns everything. God created everything. Amen? So he created everything. He owns it. He rules and lords over his creation. But it's something very special about people that are created in his image. And he gave his son to die to reconcile them back to himself. Do you know it's amazing how moms would do whatever it takes to reconcile their children back to them?
Amen.
The love that a mom has, the ends and the depths and the lengths that mom would go to reconcile family. Sometimes mom is the peacemaker, according to Matthew 5. Blessed are the peacemakers. Amen?
Amen.
Some moms are the trouble causers, but for the most part, moms are the peacemakers. They're always making peace. And it's just the kind of love that is only exemplified. Can you imagine? God's love for his people is exemplified in an illustration. A man named Hosea is an Old Testament prophet. And this gentleman was forced to marry a prostitute. And God said, this is an illustration of God's love for his creation, created in his image. And he said, you're not going to divorce her, no matter what she does. And she went into town and she sold herself to other men. And you know what Hosea did? He went into town and he bought her back. And that's what God did for us. That's a mother's love. She would do whatever it would take. We sit and we think of that and we go, that is just crazy. The Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines reckless as this: it's marked by a lack of proper caution. It's careless of your consequences. And we might think that that's like a reckless driver or a reckless behavior, and it would cause pain and suffering to others. The guilty party don't know how it's going to impact other people. But of course, this type of definition doesn't apply to God. God's not reckless. He's not going to cause anybody harm. This type of love is something that's amazing, because you don't know the ends that God would go to for us. Just like mom. We see this reckless type of love in Luke chapter 15. Jesus is portrayed as the wonderful shepherd who has 100 sheep and one goes astray. And he leaves the 99 to go after the one. there is no length that mom wouldn't go to for their children. And that's the love that Christ has. And so moms created in the image of God express that type of, that reckless kind of love, I guess, that puts everybody's needs above theirs. I remember when I grew up, we didn't have a lack of food on the table, that's for sure. Still don't. But I remember my mom always ate last. Our plates were full first. My dad ate, and then my mom ate. Every time we went somewhere, dad come through to help us kids go through, and then mom was last. I remember she would always go to whatever lengths it has to make sure all of us were taken care of first. Moms has such love that is just nobody left behind. Mother's love is only matched by Christ's love for his church. It's in Ephesians 4, verse 15 through 16, to grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ. He's talking about Christ, from whom the whole body, Jesus, the whole body joined and is held together by every joint with which it is equipped, with every part working properly, makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love. And I say this, Jesus is the glue that holds the church together. And since we are created in the image of God, someone said it this way, mothers are the glue, even when you can't see them. They're still holding the family together.
Amen.
Praise God for moms. Would you stand with us?
I spoke a word, you were singing over me. You've been so, so good to me. For I took a breath, you breathed your life in me. You've been so, so kind to me. Still you give yourself away. All the overwhelming, never ending, reckless love of God. All the overwhelming, never ending, reckless love of God. All it chases me down, fights till I'm found, leaves a 99. I couldn't earn it, I don't deserve it, still you give yourself away. All the overwhelming, never ending, reckless love of God.
Would you remain standing? With every head bowed, every eye closed. Let me give you just a time of invitation. You know, son or daughter, maybe you're here this morning and don't know the love of Jesus Christ and what he did to reconcile you back to God. What a day for salvation. Salvation to come on Mother's Day so that your mom can know that you have an eternal home in heaven. If you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I encourage you today. You can know for sure. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 5, verse 13, that you can know for sure that you have heaven and eternal life. Do you know for sure? What a beautiful Mother's Day gift today. I encourage you, don't leave without knowing Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And friend, whatever your need, church, the altar is open. Maybe you want to honor God. Maybe you want to thank God for mom, whether she's here or not. Maybe you want to pray that you could be the mom that she was. Whatever your need this morning, we invite you to come. As the music plays and they sing, we invite you to come. You come.